Good morning, good morning. This is K2PCB. K2PCB riding along, listening for any calls.
Good morning, K2PCB. This is KE2GDQ. Looks like a lovely morning out there.
I don't think the morning could get any better, unless it was a Saturday morning. That would be better. Even a Sunday morning, that would be better. Other than that, I will take it. How are you today?
I am actually doing pretty good today. Actually slept most of the night through last night. So starting to feel more normal, whatever that is, but you get my feeling or my drift there. I'm starting to feel pretty good. I think I can start getting back on a back to routine.
You know, there's been talk in the news about something going around. I don't know if that was it. If it was, I'm glad you're recovering quickly. And, that's great, just in time for the weekend. So I have a question for you. Did you, by chance, get an invite from PCB for the summer picnic?
I believe I did. I do have a voicemail that I believe came from PCB Monday. It came on Monday morning, and I just was in no condition to respond at that time. I'm glad you remind me. I got a call and let her know what my decision is. Do you know what? I don't know what day it is. What day is it? I missed that, Travis.
August 7th.
Okay. I will have to look at the calendar. I'm assuming that you would be there. Probably Ross would be. I'm assuming Jeff and some other people. Because I usually do invite the retirees. Let me check my calendar and see what's going on.
That was actually very specifically why I asked, because last night I had a text message from Scott Schrader, who was up at the Alden Concert Series, which is right next to us in the park there, and he was asking if I was there, and I was going to go up there. It was actually on our list of one of the concerts to hit. It was a bluegrass band, the band called Creek Bend. Not like my favorite band, but of the whole lineup, there were only like two shows that I thought would be cool to go to, and that was one of them. And then there's a Beatles one later in the season that Lynn wanted to go to. Anyway, he called me up, asked me if I was there. No, I explained that same thing. And then I said, hey, we got to get together sometime. Are you going to the picnic? And he said he had not gotten the invite.
Wow. That must just be an oversight. Julie's really pretty good. She calls me for the Christmas party for the employee picnic.
When you say Julie, can I assume that you're talking about Julie Kokoda?
That is an affirmative.
Yeah, I know Scott's, I don't want to say he's not tech savvy, but I think he used to say how when he left work, he didn't spend time on a computer or on a phone our techie kind of things that we do today, and maybe he got a text message and just didn't catch it. Maybe I'll message him back when I get in today and or send a message to Julie to follow up.
Because I just remember talking to Scott and why he only had one monitor, and the social media and stuff. Yeah, I don't think he was big into that. I just looked at the calendar. August 7th That could be a, I mean, I could make things work out, but I don't have an invitation, but it was, it's a standing thing that happens every year for my class, for my high school. Every year, the first Friday night in August, they always get together at this one bar in Allegheny and hang out. I didn't go last year. I mean, I could still make it work. So I gotta think about that one.
No worries, no pressure. At first I'm like, Allegheny, why are we out there? But then I remember you're not a Lancaster Redskin. Or an Alden Bulldog for that matter.
No, or a Cheektowaga Warrior or an Iroquois Chief or Yeah, I'm actually a Blue Devil.
I don't think I ever really embraced the whole Bulldog mascot anyway. So anyway, I've been working on getting quotes to get my truck fixed, and I have a wide variety. I think I'm really down to two. I could be down to three because of the similar price and work that they're going to do, but there were some comments made by the one shop talking about how they were going to have to get a new painter, which makes me not want to go there at this time, at least for that one. So taking it down to two, but it's like a $550 difference. And again, this is for repair work for something that is, not something I caused, aside from just being there. And, you know, it's $1,250 versus, or is it like $1,200 versus $1,750. Yeah. So, better than what I was getting before, because my highest was $3,400. But yeah, I might try to decide today to get on somebody's schedule for next week. This is K2PCB.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how a quote for same work could be pretty dramatic. I know if it's body work, I know that paint's expensive now. I heard painting cars, custom painting cars is, you know, you're looking at like $3,000 or more just for paint. It's expensive. I just got a quote this week to dig up my sewer trap that needs to be repaired, I don't think it's a bad quote because I think I'm doing it on my schedule, not the trap's schedule, if that makes sense.
It's not a Sunday night emergency kind of triple time sort of quote, is what you're saying? Question mark?
Exactly. This is KE2GDQ.
And mine's sort of a similar situation. I want to get it fixed. I want to get it fixed sooner than later. But it's not like I am, you know, bumming rides or having a rental car right now. So it's not that bad. Similar situation. And it gives me the time to be able to compare. I don't want to say haggle, because I could go in and ask questions. I did take all the quotes I had. I scanned them and uploaded them into ChatGPT and then had a technical conversation with AI about comparing things line for line. And, you know, this one does this one does that. Maybe you want to go ask if this one does that. Maybe that extra $550 is justified. And it doesn't look like it's in parts or general labor, it's in painting labor. So they take more hours to do the painting. Does mean they do more work? Does that mean they do more, what do they call it, color, sand, and buff? Even though it's not on the quote, is that something they're doing? Trying to get all any imperfections or dust out? Yeah. But the other one lists that. So what are they doing extra for the extra 550, I guess is the question. I don't know. I might even stop over there on lunch or after work today.
Yeah, that is quite a bit of difference, especially if the other company's calling it out line by line. If they're making they got to blend it, because all paint fades, so they got to blend it. All cars are clear coated now, so they may put on several layers of clear coat and then have to cut and buff. And to make it match, masking materials, how much are they going to have to mask off, stuff like that. I don't know. You might want to ask why that is and be having them give you some more specific information.
It seems like they all use a similar quoting system. And so in a lot of the, you talk about the consumables, the masking and the time associated, a lot of that is pretty similar. I think that they'll vary in labor rates, hourly rates per different activities, and the paint time. So I don't know. I got to mull it over and decide and schedule it in. I have a dentist appointment on Monday, so maybe I don't want to drop it off Monday, maybe drop it off Tuesday. But if I drop it off Tuesday, it could be unavailable for the following week. So maybe I want to drop it off next Monday or do like a Sunday night drop off. Yeah, we'll see. I'll have to decide. So I made it here, and I see that there's a EchoLink node connected into mine. So I'll pause and say good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, KC2NVM. How are we doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I will warn you, when you open up your door here in the parking lot, we are getting swarmed by all these tiny little flies. Don't know exactly what kind of flies they are, but I don't know if it's a specific area, but they're flying all over here. I'll let Brad speak for how his morning is.
Morning, Jeff. It's been a while since we've chatted. I'm finally starting to feel better after what appeared to be some food poisoning.
I was going to say, because we missed you on Tuesday, we didn't see you.
Yeah, that was the, too far of a drive to be too far away from any sort of facility. So I opted to stay home and try to get some rest. Probably a good thing. Last night was the first decent night's sleep I've had since, Saturday night was the last decent night's sleep I had. So, starting to feel better now.
Hopefully you'll think twice about gas station sushi.
I wish it was gas station sushi. It was a restaurant that my wife and I've gone to for 25 years and never had an issue, but we both got sick Sunday night.
Is she still down and out, or did she recover the same as you?
Could you come back on that again, please?
How is your wife?
She actually seemed to recover a lot faster than I did for some reason. By Monday night, Tuesday morning, she was feeling pretty good. I still wasn't feeling very good yesterday, actually starting to feel more myself today. So, she recovered pretty quickly.
What restaurant?
Main Moon.
Never heard of it. Where is that?
It's on Broadway in Depew, Lancaster. It's right near the DNL Plaza and the Key Bank and Olive Tree Restaurant and the M&T Bank on Broadway.
I've probably driven by it 100 times, if not 1,000.
There was a point in time where that was my favorite Chinese place, and it was also because I drove past there twice a day to and from work. And there was also a point in time where I thought, oh, you know, if you go into a takeout restaurant, whoever has the dirtiest bathroom, that's the best place. And I think they at least at that point in time, used to win for me for the dirtiest bathroom. But I think I've since changed my theory on that, and that no longer holds true. I now have the thinking that however they maintain the bathroom is how they maintain their kitchen. And, yeah, I probably haven't been to Main Moon in 10 years. But I've got 646, so I'm going to run. And thank you for that little bit of data. That data point there, Brad, that kind of will keep me out of there for a little bit. And, Jeff, I'll see you in there. This is K2PCB. We'll talk to you guys soon.
73 is K2PCB. This is KE2CDQ.
All right, I'm pulling in the parking lot. I'm going to pull up 73s. Have a good day. We'll talk to you next time, Brad.
KC2NVM. Have a great day, 73. We will talk to you soon. This is KE2GDQ, and we're clear of this channel.